Good morning and welcome to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We are here every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. here on News Talk 870. I'm Tom Coyne with Umpqua Bank Home Loan Division. You can reach me anytime at the office at 783-7300 or on my website at TomCoyneHomeLoans.com. We're doing things a little differently today because we let Lance Kimmore go on vacation with his family. Got to do that once in a while. Sounds like he's up in Canada for a hockey camp with his kids. And John, I guess he's trusting me to put on a good show for our listeners today.
Well, all I can say is there better be some YouTube videos of Lance on skates. I want to see that.
You know, I did see a Facebook video of him accepting the ice bucket challenge.
Ooh.
And I think his daughter got him pretty good, so that was cool to see that.
So boom.
If you have any questions or you need anything from the Kenmore team, any real estate needs, you can reach them anytime at 727-8977 or go to their website at kenmoreteam.com. And as always, we'd like to thank John and the station for helping us put on a great show every week. John, how have you been?
Keeping busy. Fair. Moo.
The fair is in full swing right now, that is for sure. We made it out last night, had a good time and ate an elephant ear. It was nice. Love the fair.
Absolutely.
Well, we always start off the show with a celebrity real estate story.
Mm-hmm.
And John, you're gonna like this. Justin Bieber is back in the real estate market.
Oh no.
So after having been chased out of his Calabasas and Beverly Hills home by his angry neighbors when he sold the last home to Khloe Kardashian, he's finally got himself a proper party pad where he could probably just let it loose. It's over at Hollywood Hills, and it's one of the most notorious homes out there that it is, so as far as party home goes. So Trulia reports that Bieber just started renting out this 16,000 square foot Hollywood house, and it comes with its own nightclub, a movie theater, a gym. There's three separate bars in it.
Wow.
10 bedrooms, 18 bathrooms, an 80-foot-long pool, and apparently there is neon everywhere in this place.
Yikes.
So a house like this obviously has a little bit of a backstory to it. It was built in 2011 by a developer, and he was never able to sell it. He was asking $8.9 million. But it has been rented out to American Idol. The 2012 cast lived there. Mm-hmm. And to Playboy TV's Swing show. I'm guessing it's some show about swinging. And a room was apparently lined with mattresses.
Nice touch.
And then in late 2012, it became a fitness retreat offering a full immersion weight loss fitness and wellness program that included late night cardio dance parties in the nightclub.
Oh, I bet. Late night cardio. Yeah, I won't go any further. This is a family radio station.
Yeah, exactly. So a few of the neighbors recently told LA Weekly that this house has made life intolerable, so they're obviously going to love Bieber. And oh yeah, the monthly rent is just $29,500 a month.
I would have thought, given him, he would have bought like a dollhouse or a playhouse or something, or a treehouse.
Well, you can call it a playhouse, I suppose. So for our local story, I wanted to talk about the Homes for Heroes program.
Mm-hmm.
The Kenmore team and I recently partnered up as the Tri-Cities exclusive lender and real estate team for the homesforheroes.com to offer exclusive benefits to the heroes that serve our community. We were both looking for a way to give back, and we're thrilled when we came across this program. Now, Homes for Heroes is a network of real estate professionals across the country who give real savings to the heroes that serve their communities. Now, the savings are offered whether you're buying, selling, or refinancing a home. And it's really just a great program, and it gives us an opportunity to say thank you for the heroes for all that you do. Now, who qualifies as a hero is probably what you're wondering. Our core group of heroes are military, and that's active or retired, police officers, firefighters, educators, and healthcare workers. So these are the people that are front lines that are out there working and serving other people. And that's really what makes them a hero. Now, how much you save is really what's exciting about this program. Now, after you register for your benefits at homesforheroes.com, the Kenmore team agrees to give you a credit at closing equal to 25% of their gross commissions that they receive on a transaction. So this is literally Lance and the Kenmore team taking money out of their pocket and putting it in the pocket of the hero.
That is cool.
Well, on top of that, we give, Umpqua Bank and myself, gives the hero $500 off of their closing costs when they finance the home through us. So on a $200,000 home, a hero can expect to save $2,000 in buying fees.
Wow.
Tremendous amount of savings. So I'm really, really impressed. I know Lance is, with how fast word is spreading of this awesome program. We've only been affiliated as the exclusive real estate lender team through Homes for Heroes for, I'd say, 2 or 3 months at this point, and we've already helped many, many families save through this program. If you have any more questions on this program, or if you want to see if you would qualify, please go to their website, register for free, and sign up as a hero at homesforheroes.com, or feel free to give myself or Lance a call. Now, moving on, what I've been seeing a lot is people wanting to build a custom home. And many times your clients, when they're building a custom home, they're needing to get a construction loan. When you're building a house, there's really two different types of financing. One is the builder finances the home, and the client buys it when it's done. In that scenario, it's just like any other transaction where the home's built, completed, within 30 days or so from the home being done, we'll start processing the loan, and we close it when it's all finished, the clients move in. The big downside to this going this route is a lot of times clients won't lock their interest rate until they're, say, 30, 45, or 60 days out. So if you have a six-month build, there's about a four-month window there where your rate is just floating, and you don't know what that interest rate is going to be. And sometimes the payment that you start with and expected before you start building
doesn't happen.
Exactly, if rates go up. So there's a little bit of uncertainty there. Now, the other type of financing for new construction is the buyer finances the build, and that's really what we're going to get into. So there's a lot of differences between a construction loan and traditional financing. So I'm not only going to go over the program that we offer, but I wanted to just talk about how the process works in general and give people an idea of all the steps that they'll go through when getting a construction loan. So on a construction loan, the buyer takes title of the property before construction ever begins on the home. So their name is on the title to that lot. So this home's literally getting built on a home that, or on the lot that they own.
So you kind of buy the land first, then build a house on it.
Exactly. Yep. And so that's the opposite of when a builder finances a home, because the client doesn't purchase the home until the build's complete, and that's when they take title. Now, a lot of times, clients will have a property that they want to build on already picked out, and then they'll start putting together their plans and specs with the builder. And when we close on the loan, we go and pay off that lot and put title in the borrower's name. However, we also come across clients that maybe they already own the piece of land they want to build on. Maybe they bought it 5 years ago and they've just been saving up or waiting for the right time. Well, we're able to wrap the construction loan and that existing lot loan that they already have all into one at the time we close. And if it's owned free and clear, or if they have a balance on it, they're still able to put it as part of the construction loan. So it makes it nice for the people who already own the lot, especially if they have some equity in it, because they naturally have a payment, down payment already put together. Now, once the client has a property picked out, they have all their plans and specs drawn up with the builder, they have a contract in place with the builder, details the cost of the build, the site plan, the timeline, all the details of the construction, we'll send our project documents out to the builder to get filled out. Now, aside from wanting to know all the information about the projects, we also get the builder's resume. And we want to see that they're qualified and they have experience building homes. This protects not only our borrowers, but it protects the bank as well. John, obviously the worst thing that can happen is we finance a build for a builder and he has bad reputation or maybe no experience and they can't or don't finish the project. And then we have a half-built house and we're trying to find a new builder to complete it. So that's certainly
not a good scenario.
No, certainly never a situation that we want our clients to get in. So whether they've done the legwork or not to really qualify their builders, we're going to do that before we ever agree to enter into this construction contract with them. Now, on top of the resume, we're also going to go and get the builder's general liability insurance, copies of their workers' comp insurance. We want to make sure they're licensed to build. So we're going to do all this legwork for our clients to make sure they're entering into a contract with a builder who has reasonable means to build their house. Now, after we've rounded up all of our required documents for the builder, we'll review the project, and that's when we actually start processing the loan. So one of the first steps we take after approving the project is we go and order the appraisal. Now, as you can imagine, appraisal is a little bit harder to do when there isn't a physical home to actually go and walk through.
Yeah, you're appraising air.
Yeah, exactly. So they take the plans, the specs, the drawings, the plot plan. They go out to the lot. They'll run comparables on homes out in that area. They're going to go through the entire contract and all the details of the home. And when they go out to the lot, You know, they'll take pictures a lot. They'll get an idea of is there going to be a view or not. And then they're going to give us an appraisal report telling us the future appraised value of that completed home. So once we have that future appraised value, we're then able to document what is the loan to value going to be, what is the loan to cost going to be. And there's a lot of requirements as far as loan to value goes, so appraisal is very, very important on new construction.
One thing to ask, do people ever try, you know how you have for sale by owner and FSBO and things like that, have people ever tried this on their own?
You know, it is very, very rare. It's I have actually a construction loan going right now, and they don't have any realtor representation, but fortunately the builder is very reputable, and I've worked with them a lot.
Good.
It's definitely something that you're going to want to have some real estate expertise, though. I can't imagine going through the build process without a realtor.
Wow.
Aside from all the legalities, making sure you have all your paperwork drawn up, the client goes through a lot when building a house. I mean, think about picking out the color, the flooring, the light fixtures, the doorknobs, the cabinets, everything. I mean, there's so much that goes into it, and having someone in your corner that's gone through this process before and they know the questions to ask is very, very important. Of course, that's where the Kenmore team comes in.
Yep.
So after we receive the appraisal, all the other documentation we needed, and that's going to include everything that we get on a traditional loan from a borrower. That's pay stubs and tax returns, W-2s, bank statements. We also like to see reserves for the bank. That's when we go to close the construction loan. Now, one thing to keep in mind is some people currently own a house, and they're planning on starting building the new house, and then somewhere in there, they're planning to sell the house, hopefully before the construction is completed. In that scenario, we have to count their current house payment against them in qualifying for this new construction loan if they don't sell that current home before we close the initial construction. Now, John, the reason is there's nothing to say that maybe that house doesn't ever sell, or they just decide they don't want to sell it and they decide to keep it.
Maybe it's a second, like a mortgage or a rental.
Yeah, maybe they turn it into a rental. So there's a number of things that could happen, and maybe the borrower just changes their mind. We're always going to look at things as kind of a worst-case scenario.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're out there and you're planning on closing on the construction loan, starting building, and then at some point in the future you're going to sell the house, just plan to have to qualify with both loans. That's really important to take into account. But it's also important for your budget as well, because not only are you going to be paying the house payment on your existing home, but you're eventually going to be making payments on your construction loan. So you're going to potentially get yourself in a situation where you're carrying two mortgages. Now, if you're renting a house, we reasonably expect that you're going to move out of your rental and into the new home once construction is completed. So if you're in a house that you're renting, we don't have to count the rental expense against you when qualifying you for this construction loan. So a lot of people will sell their home and either move in with, I hate to say it, mom's basement or, you know, a short-term rental, and that helps them qualify for the construction loan.
Mm-hmm.
So when we come back from the break, I want to talk more about how our construction program works, and we'll keep going through the different details right here on News Talk 870.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to this week's edition of Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. Before the break, we were talking about how a construction loan works, the different steps in a construction loan, and what clients can expect. They are very different than traditional financing. You know, a lot of times when we're going through these details, it's great to sit down and meet face-to-face with a client and go through the specifics on their situation. I always recommend clients come to my office, sit down, meet with me in person, and we'll go through their specific scenario, walk through the whole process, and really give them an idea of how the process is going to work. It helps them better plan on do we need to sell our house first before we start building, or can we sell it during construction. Really gives them all the details and makes everything a lot easier, because building a house can be one of the most stressful things you do.
Well, when you're house shopping, basically, you're going out and looking for a house that somebody's already built.
Exactly.
Maybe it's brand new, or maybe it's an older pre-used, you know, pre-lived-in home. But now, you're not only home shopping, you got to have the land, and then you've got to build on it. So you're talking an entirely different animal.
Oh, it is completely different. On an existing home, somebody's made all these tough choices for you.
Mm-hmm.
And if the house is perfect and exactly what you want, then great. But on a new construction, you're picking out every single detail of that build. So very, very important to have proper representation. That means a good realtor who's gone through the process before. The Kenmore team is great with new constructions. I know they work with a lot of different builders here in town, and we offer, in my opinion, one of the best construction loans out there. So I'd love to sit down and meet with you, go through your specific scenario. Feel free to call me at the office, 783-7300. We'll set up a time to have you come in and really go through how the process would look for you. Now, on a construction loan, clients don't start making the payments on the entire end balance of the loan right away. So let's say you take out a $300,000 construction loan.
Mm-hmm.
You're not making a payment of $300,000 right away. Well, that just means that we've set this money aside and it's available to use throughout the build. Now, generally, when we close that loan initially, the first draw is immediately going to go to be to pay off that land. So we were talking about before the break how as soon as we close the construction loan, you take title to the property. That's what we have to do. We got to pay off the land, so we clear any liens, and that deed is transferred over to our client. They take title. Now, let's say we have a client, and the total loan to build, including the cost of the land, is $300,000. And maybe the lot is $70,000, so the lot's $70,000, the build itself is $230,000. We'll cut a check out of our $300,000 we set aside, and that $70,000 goes to pay off the lot before the build ever starts. So this happens simultaneously on the day that we close that construction loan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if maybe the client's put 30% down at closing, or $30,000 down, we'll say, when we close the loan, we're going to use their money up first. And the reason we do that is they already have this $30,000 in the transaction. There's no sense in drawing $70,000 off the loan because then they're going to start making payments on that $70,000. So,
yeah.
So we'll use their $30,000 they have already put into the transaction, and then we're going to draw $40,000 off the construction loan in order to be able to pay off that lot. Now, at the time of the initial draw in this scenario, the client now has a balance on the construction loan of just $40,000, not $300,000, the total amount. So come month one, that's the amount they're going to be making payments on. Now, if you want to get a rough idea of what that's going to be, let's just say I'm just using a fictitious number here, 5%. You just times 40,000 by 5%, divide that by 12, that's your monthly payment. So during the build, you'll see if you do that math, it's pretty low payments. And it makes it really nice and affordable for the client because they're not paying the money, paying interest on the money or making payments on it until it's been drawn and requested by the builder. And so this will go on and on throughout the build, and eventually their payments will get higher. Now, after we close, the builder's going to start construction. And now let's say in the first month of the build, they complete all the excavation work. Maybe they bring in their temporary utilities. They, of course, have already applied and paid for all the permits. And maybe they put their foundation in.
Mm-hmm.
The builder's then going to come to us, and they're going to request a draw off the loan. Now, before we issue that draw, we're going to send out one of our inspectors to verify this work is completed.
Very important.
Very important. We obviously don't want to pay a builder for work that hasn't actually been done yet.
And you know, it reminds me, speaking of that, you remember those apartments kind of behind Winco on Clearwater a number of years ago?
Yeah, I remember.
Vacant?
Uh-huh.
That was a situation where a draw was taken, and if I remember correctly, certain people didn't do what they were supposed to with the money.
Wow.
That's why you verify it.
Oh, it's very important. I mean, that's just the lender not doing due diligence to protect themselves or the clients. You know, John, another thing that we do is as soon as they request a draw, we're going to give them a lien release so that when they go and pay off the subs that they hired that they're requesting that draw from,
mm-hmm.
they're going to hand a check to the sub, and we require that that sub signs this lien release so they can't later come back and stick a lien on the property. It's them basically acknowledging that they've gotten paid. Now, this is really important because if, again, we said the client has title to the property, so title is in their name, so the sub comes and sticks a lien on that property, that's a lien for the borrower. So it's really important to get these lien releases. When they come and request their next draw, we're going to require that we get the lien releases from the previous subs that they got the draw for. So this goes on throughout the transaction, and again, is designed to help the client, protect the client, protect us in case any liens come on the property down the road. Now, within a few days of the request from the builder for that draw request, after we send the inspector out there, we're going to cut a check and pay them for that work that's been completed up to that point. Now, let's say that draw request was for $25,000 for that work that was done. Now, we've already pulled out the $40,000 for the lot that we paid initially, and now we have this draw for this $25,000. Now, the client has, at that point, a balance of $65,000 on that lot loan. Now, that's the lot draw plus the first draw from the builder. So, on month two, they'll make a payment based on that amount, that $65,000. Mm-hmm. Then again, it's the $65,000 times whatever that interest rate is and divided by 12. Now, this goes on and on until the home's completed. On a six-month build, generally, we'll see the builder have 4 to 6 draws that they request. Now, at the time that the home is completed, we send the appraiser back out to do the final inspection and issue the last of the funds to the builder, and the loan is done. Now, one last thing we do to protect ourselves and the client is we'll never allow a builder to request more than 90% of that total contract until the home is fully completed. That last 10%, quite often, is the builder's profit.
Mm-hmm.
If we let a builder, say, draw 98% of the contract, and then he decides, you know what, I'm done building this house, and he just walks off the job site, we're left with a home that isn't completed. And we certainly don't want that to happen.
Yeah.
So that's a little safeguard that we put in there to, again, protect our clients and ourselves and make sure that that project gets done. So
accountability, folks.
Absolutely. It's very, very important. You have a pretty good idea now how the construction process works. And so I want to kind of get into the specifics of our construction loan and what Umpqua offers as part of our product.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as you remember, earlier this year we converted from Sterling Home Loans to Umpqua Home Loans, and we went through the merger. As Sterling, we really didn't have a place in the construction loan market at all. We required 30% down,
mm-hmm.
and quite often people came in, and I referred them to other lenders who I felt had a better product, and I knew they could get a better deal with other people. Now, when we became Umpqua, Umpqua has a very, very competitive construction loan program. So of anything that changed with the merger, this is what I'm most excited about. We'll finance up to 90% loan to value. Now, what that means to clients is they're only required to contribute 10% to the build. Again, I used to require 30% down.
Mm-hmm.
So on a $300,000 house, that's a difference of $30,000 payment down payment to $90,000 down payment. So,
wow.
10% down is a really big deal. And we talked a little bit before the break that if they already own the lot, maybe it's owned free and clear, or maybe they owe $30,000 on it, it's worth $70,000. Any equity that they have in the lot will count towards that 10% down payment.
And usually people that are in a position to be able to build their own home, a 10% down payment is usually very feasible.
Yeah, you know, it's very common that people that go into these custom construction loans are in a financial situation where maybe they've built up some equity in a previous home, or they've saved up to be able to do this, and they have that 10% down. That kind of ties back into, do you sell your house before you close construction or do you sell it after? A lot of people will sell their house before because they need that equity from the sale of their previous home in order to be able to close on the construction loan. So it's, everyone's situation is a little bit different, but 10% down is really achievable for a lot of people, and that was one of the biggest changes that we've had going from Sterling to Umpqua is being able to offer the 90% loan-to-value construction loans. Now, John, I just said we require 10% down payment on construction loans. However, we have a little caveat to that.
Mm-hmm.
For our preferred builders, we'll finance up to 95%.
Ooh.
We just literally rolled out all these revisions to our construction loans the last few months. So at this point, we only have one preferred builder in this area, and that's Simplicity Homes.
Mm-hmm.
We are certainly looking to add to that list. I hope to have at least 5 preferred builders by this time next year.
Wow.
There's a couple more that are on the list, and I don't want to say any names that are very likely going to be preferred builders here soon, but basically, to become a preferred builder, we're going to require that we close a couple deals with them, and we want to see how do they handle the draw process. Do they come in on budget? Do they build according to the contract? is the build completed on time? We really just want to make sure everything goes smooth, and that's when we'll give them that designation of preferred builder. Now, if a builder is able to offer 95% construction financing on their homes, it gives them a tremendous leg up on their competition.
That would be a 5% down payment, correct?
Yeah, it's 5% down on a construction loan.
Wow.
It offers a tremendous amount of value to their clients. It might be the difference between a client using traditional financing and buying an existing home because they don't have a choice. They don't have an ability to come up 10%. And so they're going to use traditional financing. That can say get in at 5% down. Or if they go through one of the preferred builders, they can get a construction loan, build a custom home exactly how they want it with just 5% down.
It's almost too easy.
It's incredible. Umpqua is, as far as I know, the only lender that offers 95% construction loans. So we're thrilled to be able to offer that. Again, Simplicity Homes is our only preferred builder in this area at this point. Hopefully by this time next year we'll have at least five more and really give people a good option to go out and get a really nice custom built home with just 5% down. Now, one thing I really like, and this adds a lot of value to clients, is that we lock in the permanent rate up front. That's before we ever start the build. That's before we start construction. It's right when we start processing the loan. So we lock that rate in up front, and that rate that they get up front is the same during the build as it is after construction. The one constant concern I always hear from clients when they're building is, what is my interest rate going to be when this home is done? Now, we reduce this risk for the borrower by locking in the construction rate and permanent rate up front. And again, it just adds a ton of security for the client. If a client has a loan that doesn't have a locked rate and the build is taking, say, 6 months, and they're going to wait to lock till within 30 days of completion, well, rates can change a lot in 5 months.
Yeah. So, and that makes a difference in your mortgage payment, folks. It's important.
Very important. And we've been really lucky lately. Rates have stayed very stable. There hasn't been a whole lot of movement. Rates are about the lowest they've been in, say, 14 months or so right now. But everyone has the feeling that rates are going to increase. And the one thing I always tell people is, you know, I can't tell you what rates are going to do. Nobody really knows. I can tell you what they have done and tell you where we're at now. But my long-term hunch is that, yes, rates will increase. And so if you go into a build knowing that it's going to take 6, 7, 8 months to complete, there's a lot of uncertainty there with what is my interest rate going to be when this house is done. So we alleviate that concern because we lock that rate in up front. You know, if that rate goes up, that payment you were expecting when you started building may not be the same payment you get when the house is actually done. Now, our loan is a true one-time close construction. Now, what I mean by that is there's not a need to modify this loan after the build's complete. You don't have to go into traditional financing. You don't have to refinance out of it when the house is done. We automatically package all this into one product for our clients. It just makes it a lot easier for them. As soon as that home's completed, we modify that over to traditional financing. Now, let's say they signed up for a 30-year fixed-rate loan. On a 30-year loan, of course, there's 360 months there, and maybe the build took 6 months. So at the time that the build is completed, 6 months have gone by, there's now 354 months left. We're going to calculate their payments based off of the remaining term, and in this scenario, 354 months. And then they just start making their payment just like they would any other loan. There's no refinance fees, no modification fees at the end of the build.
So you save me more.
Exactly. Which leads me to my next topic. Our construction loans have a flat $1,495 fee on all loan amounts. That's whether it's a $200,000 loan or a $700,000 loan. Now, we have no origination fee at all. I think that's one thing that really sets us aside from some of the other lenders in town is that I'm pretty customary to seeing, let's say, a 1% construction fee from other lenders in addition to their admin fee or underwriting fee. So aside from that one fee that we have, the only other construction fees you have are the traditional fees such as appraisal, title escrow, construction inspections at the time of the draws, title date downs. So I've been seeing this low fee structure really blow these competing lenders out of the water. So I'm very, very, again, excited to be able to offer this program. Now, one thing that really helps us be efficient in the processing of our loans is we have a dedicated construction loan team. And what that does is it really allows them to focus on just construction loans. As I've said before, construction loans are completely different than traditional financing. And if you were having the processors and underwriters jump back and forth between the two, it would really slow us down. So this allows us to really be efficient and streamline our closing times. And we actually just closed my last construction loan in just over 3 weeks.
Wow.
I think that's something that a lot of people aren't used to seeing, at least from the feedback that I've been getting. So this program really changes the construction market in Tri-City, especially when we start getting some of those preferred builders signed up. And I definitely feel privileged to be able to offer it. Now, we are coming to the end of the show. Hopefully, I did okay without Lance being here.
You did very well. You're going to get a brownie.
Okay, good. I'm going to be glad to have him back next week, either way. If you have any questions on the Homes for Heroes program that we talked about before the break, or if you want to see if you qualify for a hero, go to homesforheroes.com. If you have any financing questions on construction loans or any other financing questions at all, you can reach me at the office at 783-7300. And, of course, for any real estate needs, you can reach Lance Kenmore at 727-8977. Or by going to his website at kenmoreteam.com. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back here next Saturday at 9 a.m. on
News Talk 870.